their Bobcats will be at home tonight to host the Pierce City Eagles for the Class 1 District 3 semifinals. Earlier this week, ECNN got the opportunity to speak with Bobcats head coach Briar Hancock about his thoughts on this week's game.
Yeah, and you know, they come in with that chip on their shoulder, and I think we were able to see that last week against Ash Grove. We were fortunate enough to go up there and watch them, and you always want to see the speed and the physicality, because that's stuff you don't really see on film. And they were extremely physical. I thought in the last couple of weeks they've really just turned a page on their physicality and what they want to be offensively and defensively. So for us, that's something that the bye week always scares you as a coach, is can we still have that mindset of being physical on all three phases and executing at a high level when these guys have really just started their season of being physical and doing those little things right, because they've been in some games here as of late just didn't go their way, and we see that as coaches, and hopefully our kids see that too.
The Bobcats and the Eagles will kick off tonight at 7 o'clock on K-Country 95. Redbone Mike Crace will have the call. And the West Plains Zizzers, they'll be at home tonight to host the Monette Cubs for the Class 4 District 6 semifinals. ECNN's Rick Harris spoke with Zizzers head coach Brock Kanagi.
The West Plains Zizzers will host the Monette Cubs tonight at Zizzers Stadium in Class 4 District 6 semifinal football action. And we asked coach Brock Kanagi of the West Plains Zizzers about tonight's ball game.
The thing about their offense is they can score extremely quickly, so they're never really out of the game. They can be, down 20, and they don't really seem to panic. They just keep coming because they know that they can score so quickly. We'll have to be very disciplined. You know, games are won and lost on the line of scrimmage. They're big on the line. They're big up front. They have some big linemen, but so do we. At some point in time, the line of scrimmage is going to play a big factor in this game, and I still think that will be the telltale.
It's the West Plains Zizzers and the Monette Cubs tonight from Zizzers Stadium, Class 4, District 6 semifinal action. And you'll hear the pregame around 6:30, kickoff 7 o'clock on 100.9 The Train.
And to talk about some surrounding games and scores, yesterday Salem, Arkansas defeated Quitman 60-15. Lee defeated Izard County 18-12. Today, district playoffs continue in Missouri, and the Class 1 District 3 semifinals, Thayer host Pierce City on K-Country 95. Class 4 District 6 semifinals, West Plains host Monette on 100.9 The Train. Class 2 District 3 semifinals, Liberty host Ava. And the Class 3 District 5 semifinals, Mountain Grove hosts Salem, Missouri. And in Arkansas, Mountain Home hosts Greenwood, Melbourne hosts Mountain View, Arkansas, and Walnut Ridge will travel to Hoxie. To talk about that high school basketball, the Mammoth Spring Boys yesterday defeated Calico Rock 67-53, and the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears defeated Calico Rock 48-47. For that high school volleyball coming up today in the Class 1 state semifinals at St. Joseph, Winona plays Northland Christian. And looking over at some college basketball here tonight, Missouri hosts Southeast Missouri. Arkansas State is on the road at Stephen F. Austin. Missouri State University West Plains takes on Southeastern Community College in the Culver's Midwest Classic. And coming up this Saturday, Missouri State University West Plains continues in the Culver's Midwest Classic facing Cloud County Community College. Number 14 Arkansas hosts number 22 Michigan State in a top 25 showdown. And Missouri State welcomes Northwestern Oklahoma State to Springfield. Fans can expect a packed weekend of college basketball as local and regional teams hit the court. And the Kansas City Chiefs, they're at home this week to rest and recover with the hopes to turn the season around as they head towards the finish line for this season. The Chiefs will be back in action next Sunday as they head to Denver, Colorado to face the Broncos. You can hear the game live on K-Country 95. And the Springfield Cardinals have announced that the St. Louis Cardinals will return to Hammonds Field for an exhibition game this spring. The matchup between the Major League Cardinals and the AA affiliate is scheduled for Monday, March the 23rd at 6:05 p.m. This marks the fifth time in Springfield history that St. Louis will take the field at Hammonds Field, with previous appearances in 2005, 2008, 2012, and 2017. The upcoming contest ends the longest gap between visits since the tradition began, giving fans across the Ozarks another chance to see their favorite big league and minor league Cardinals share the diamond. And it's a big weekend of college football across the region. Number 19 Missouri will host number 3 Texas A&M in Columbia. Arkansas State will host Southern Mississippi in Jonesboro. Michigan State hits the road to take on Liberty in Lynchburg, Virginia. And to wrap up our sports today, an estimated 290,000 hunters are expected to head into the woods this weekend as Arkansas's modern gun deer season officially opens on Saturday, November the 8th. That's enough hunters to fill Donald W. Reynolds Razorback Stadium in Fayetteville more than 4 times. The Arkansas Game and Fish Commission reports that hunters have already harvested and checked over 47,700 deer so far this year during archery season, alternative firearm season, and last weekend's youth hunt. While those early hunts provided a warm-up, the modern gun season is considered the main event. Historically, hunters across the state have checked in more than 30,000 deer during the opening weekend alone, marking one of Arkansas's most anticipated outdoor traditions.